South Carolina FFA Association. Their state convention took place last week at Clemson University. I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network. And I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers to tell us more about this big event that's been going on for quite a while now.
Yes, it has. Unfortunately, I was not able to get there due to a funeral that I had to attend. But I'm telling you, it is not your father's FFA when they get together for their state convention. I was able to go, I think, last year, and just to see the energy in the room is pretty amazing. We support them in a number of ways, but one way is that we the chapters who have the most attendance, we put their names in a hopper and draw one out, and then Blanche and I will have those members of that FFA at our home for dinner next spring and just get to talk about it. So that's a great opportunity for us to hear from the students involved in FFA, what they like about it, what they'd like to see changed. So that's a great thing that she and I enjoy doing. But the FFA is quite a brand, if you will, for the future of agriculture.
And, of course, for those that don't know, FFA is the Future Farmers of America, and I'm sure just about everybody listening to us knows that. But when the FFA gets together, there's a lot that goes on, like different competitions, for one thing, that takes place.
It sure is. I think they have some personal development programming, competition, a lot of competition to be a state officer, very much on the public speaking and ag research and debate. So they become well grounded in our industry and able to convey that message. We've had several interns in the department who've been FFA state officers. We have one this year with Mariah Swigert. She is a state secretary. So she's doing a good job for us and was able to attend the meeting as well. But you're right, when they get together and they come to the State House, it is just a great sea of those blue and gold coats, you know, that is the jacket of the FFA. And there's over 120 chapters in the state. So a thriving organization. They always want to do more, and that's where we try to support them to help advocate for the value of the FFA.
As you said, it's right there in the name, the Future Farmers of America. It really starts for a lot of them right there in the FFA organization, chaptered in their local high school, and that sort of gives them the jump start, the launching pad, if you will, for the most important career in South Carolina, with the number one industry, and that's agriculture.
That's exactly right. And with the things that they learn through, again, their individual development program, through their group efforts, really, I've watched the state officer team. They come through here. We have a nice visit, a good teamwork, and so they're learning values that I think will benefit them in agriculture or whatever career they choose. I believe their time in the FFA will prove quite valuable to them going forward. Again, that's why it's just a real privilege to just to be able to work with them.
Coming off, fresh off of the 92nd Annual State Convention of the South Carolina FFA Association last week at Clemson University. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.